Bezos Hashem Yisparach, today's daf is Lamed Vav in Maseches Ksubis. It is the 958th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to return to the topic of the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes, and that is the topic of Knas. We will discuss Knas in regards to women who are Asur to the rapist, like an Erva. We will discuss also cases of Islanus, Mima'enes, and that will take up most of Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. We will discuss also a bogeres in regards to knas. Of course, knas is the topic of our perek, and that is that a woman who is raped, there are some instances, depending on the woman's status, where she's entitled to knas, some instances where she is not. Our omelet and a half will go through an exhaustive list of women who are not included in the case of knas that come up in our Mishnah, and then we will have a new Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amud Beis that will discuss more women that don't have the knas for a Naira Hamurasa that was raped. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Six lines from the bottom of Laman Ha'amaveis. Tana Rabban, Arayos, Ushnios La'arayos, Einlen Lo Knas, Velo Pitui. If you have an Erva, which is an Isur Daraisa, for example, the Torah says you're not allowed to marry your sister, or Shnios is a Mishnah that we had in Yevamos on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and those are Yisurim that are not Asur min HaTorah but Asur min HaRabbanan, like one's mother's mother or one's father's mother. So then says the Braisa, ain't like lo knas, they don't have knas if a man rapes either an erva or the shnia, velo pitui, as well as a knas of pitui. Hamima enes, what happens if a man was married to a ketana, but then the ketana decided that she no longer wanted to be with him after she got married by age 12. Now, ein lo knas, then she's no longer in the parsha of knas. The rule of knas for a naira murasa that's raped is only someone who has a cheskas beula, explains Rashi. Tosis, in the name of the Ri, suggests another pshat, that maybe the ma'enes was actually raped by her husband and then was memayin, and then in such a case she does not get knas. Either way, islandis ain la lo knas velo pitui. An islandis is a woman who we're not sure whether she is actually a woman, because it's a suffix whether she's zachar or nekeva. So she doesn't get knas nor payment of knas of pitui. Vahayotzeis mishum shemra. And a woman that has been divorced by her husband because he said that she didn't have besulim, then ain la lo knas velo pitui. All of these examples are going to be explained in the Hemshech of the Gemara. How, what, and why. The first thing that we analyze, two lines from the bottom, Laman Ha'am Beis, is the case of Arayas. My Arayas, my Shnius La'arayas. What is the Arayas case and what Shnius La'arayas? Ilei ma Arayas, Arayas, Mamish. If we're going to say that Arayas means the cases of Erva, like example one sister that appears in Achrei Mos, Shnius mi Divrei Sofrim, and the example of Shnios are the ones that are Asur Mid Rabbanan, as described in Yevamos Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Kiven de Midraisa Chazilei, since when it comes to the Shnios, Min HaTorah, one could actually be married to one's grandmother. So then, in such a case, one's mother's mother, or one's father's mother. So then, in such a case, since Min HaTorah, the Kedushim Michal, why is there no Knas? Rashi explains that we learned on Daf Lamed that anybody who's lo siel isha, anybody who either kedushin could be chal or you could stay married with her, two opinions there in the Gemara, then there is knas. So why do shnios not get knas if the kedushin would be chal min haTorah? Ella, rather, we have to give an entirely new pshat. We have to redefine what the word arayas means, and we have to redefine what the word shnios means. Ella arayas chayvim misas bezdin. Arayas refers to those prohibitions that are Asur min haTorah that are punishable by death. Shnios chayve krisus. Shnios are those things that are chayve krisus. Example of chayve misas bezdin is one's father's wife. An example of chayve krisus is one's sister. So now we deduce avol chayve lav in yeshlan knas. But it would seem that if it's only an iser lav, for example, a kohen gadol to an almana, or a grusha to a kohen hedyot, so then there would be knas. Umani rezafal shimnatimnihu. It follows the penalty of shimnatimni that we had on daf lamid Amid Aleph and Chavtes Amid Beis, said Velo Siya Leisha means that if it's a woman that the Kedushin would be Chal, and according to most opinions, Chai Velav and the Kedushin would be Chal, so then there is Knas. And so therefore we have to say that the Brisa that we just learned is following Shimon HaTimni. Or else, says the Gemara, Ikadarmi Arayis Chai Mises, Pezim Chai Krisus Shnios, Chai Velavin. When we say Arayis, it means both Chai Mises and Bezdin and Chai V'Krisus, and Shnias is saying Chai V'Lavin, that even Chai V'Lavin are entitled to Knas. Mani, and who would that follow? Reb Shimon Nasi. Reb Shimon Nasi was of the opinion that it needs to be V'lo Si L'Isha means Isha Ruya L'Kaima, that you're allowed to stay married to her. And in Isser Lav, the man is not allowed to stay married to her. For the example again being, one example would be a Kohen with a Gerusha. We also learned, Hamima Enes Ein Lo Knas V'Lo Pitui. If it's a woman who has annulled her marriage, this young woman, because she got married off by her mother or her brothers when she was a ketana, and that a girl could do miyun on. Ketana ba'alma isla, but a ketana would seem does get a knas. In other words, mema enes for some reason that we haven't described yet does not get knas, but a ketana does. Mani, who is that going to follow? Rabbanan, he follows Rabbanan. The amri ketana yeshlo knas, who are of the opinion that a ketana has a knas. We had earlier a machlokus on the chavtes on the base, whether a ketana is entitled to a knas between the chacham and Rabbi Meir. The chacham are of the opinion ketana gets a knas. A masefa says, Gemara, but what are we going to do with our brisa that we just learned on the bottom of Lamed Hey on the base that says, Islandus ain't la lo knas vel pitu. Asa le Rabbi Meir, that would only make sense according to Rabbi Meir, dama ketana ain't la knas. An islandus hasn't produced simonim, so she has a din of a ketana. But that would only make sense according to her mayor, who says that she doesn't get knas. Va'mi katnusa yatsa labagar. From her katnusa, she goes to bagrus, and therefore she's not entitled to a knas. So what are we going to do? Reisha rabbanu v'sefer Rabbi Meir. That the reisha is following the rabbanu and sefer Rabbi Meir. V'chitem, and if we're going to say kula Rabbi Meir, maybe we'll say everything's following Rabbi. Me'enes saver la k'Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason why me'enes doesn't get a knas is not because Tana in general does get a knas, but for a totally different reason. Me'enes, the svar is based on Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda? He learns that when we say me'enes, we're only talking about a naira. And the only thing that we could deduce is on a regular naira gets knas. Umi savar la, asks the Gemara, but do we hold that way? Va'atanya, admasai habas me'enes, achitavi shtei saras tiv Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, up until the age of naira. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achi Arba Shachar Al Halavan. Rabbi Yehuda says the age of a later period when there are more Saros, where there is dark Saros and not just two Saros. So what do we see? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have two different opinions of when she becomes a Naira. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda can't be going together in terms of the case of Mima Enes. When I say Naira, I mean up until the age of when a girl could be Mima Enes. So Reb Meir and Yehuda disagree. Reb Meir says it's an earlier shear, Reb Yehuda says a later shear. So obviously we can't say we're following the opinion of Rebbe Meir and following the opinion of Reb Yehuda when it comes to Mima Enes. Ela Reb Yehuda. You have to say we're not following Reb Meir at all, but we're following Reb Yehuda when it comes to Mima Enes. Ubiktana Savala Karebi Meir. But even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Me'enes is up until a later stage of Ad Shi'ar B'Shachar Alavan, that means many more advanced stage of puberty, nevertheless, when it comes to the issue of whether a ketana is entitled to a knas, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Meir that she's not entitled to a knas. Umi Savarla, does he really hold that way? V'am Rabbi Yehuda Amarav Zodav Rabbi Meir, that these are the opinions of Rabbi Meir, that a ketana doesn't get a knas. That was the way Rabbi Yehuda Amarav said it. V'imisa, and if Rabbi Yehuda agreed, v'imisa zude Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yehuda min ba'ilei, should say we follow both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Says Gemara, hi Tana Salak Rabbi Meir b'chada upala galal b'chada. It's coming to emphasize that our Tana holds like Rabbi Meir on one thing. In other words, Tana doesn't have a knas, but he disagrees in regards to Mema Enes, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda of Ad Shi'ar b'Shachar al halavan. And that is going to be the source of this Tana. This Tana is going to be a mixture. On the one hand, the Tana is not going to follow the Chacham. He's going to follow Rabbi Meir, that a Tana does not get Knas. And over here we're emphasizing Mema Enes does not get Knas, but that's at a later stage, not to preclude Ketana, to say that Ketana does get Knas, but rather to emphasize the stage of Mar B'Shachar Alalava. Rafram Amar, Rafram gives another explanation of this Tana's Mema Enes. Mema Enes Haru Uya Lemain. When we say Mima Enes, we mean someone who's capable of doing Miyun, that she's exited the right of Knas, if she's a Mima Enes. And that refers to any Ketana that could do Miyun. Ask the Gemara of a listening Ketana, so then why doesn't it say Ketana? Originally we thought that it said Mima Enes, because it's saying a Mima Enes doesn't get Knas, but a Ketana does get Knas. So Gemara says, Kasha, you're right. That is a little bit of a difficulty. Why does it say Mema Enes if we think Mema Enes refers to any Ketana that can do Miyun? The Gemara continues, Island is saying, Loi Knas v'loi Pitui, that an Islandess, which is a girl who hasn't developed Simonim of puberty, she's not entitled to a Knas. That's what we mentioned above. First, the Gemara asks, Astira. Uramini, we have a brice that seems to say they are entitled to a knas. Hachareshes vashoy devailanis yeshlen knas v'yeshlen tainas besulim. They do have knas, and there is a parsha of tainas besulim for them. In other words, the husband could say he's not going to give the ksuba because he didn't find besulim. So we see that there is a stira between the two brices, because we learned above that Islandess does have a knas, and this brisa says that they do get knas. Says the Gemara, you think that's a strong kasha? V'amai rumyo. What type of question is this? Ha Rebbe Meir, ha Rabbanan. One is following Rebbe Meir, and the other is following the Rabbanan. We learned above that Rebbe Meir holds that a ketana does not get knas. Rabbanan holds a ketana does get knas. Let's think about what an Islandess is. And what an Islandess is a woman who hasn't proven that she's not a ketana. So then, according to the Rabbanan, a ketana gets knas, an Islandess would also get knas. That's the second brisa that we learned. The first member that we said, that says that she does not, follows Rebbe Meir. Ud kairila, my kairila, to the point that the Gemara is so bothered by the question, so obvious, Rebbe Meir Rabbanan, what did you think to ask in the first place? Explains the Gemara, you're right. There was a different question. Mishum de isla de mir ma'achrisi ilave. We have another stira. Hachareshes va'ashoyte va'aboygeres amukas eitz eilen tainas besulim. We learned that a deaf mute, a shota, a boygeres amukas eitz, there's no tainas besulim. In other words, a husband cannot claim that the woman is not entitled to the ksuba of 200 because she was not a besula. Mukas eitz means a woman who had an injury that caused her to lose her virginity. Hasuma of Islandess, Yeshlen Tainus Besulim. Suma and Islandess do have Tainus Besulim. Suma Summer Shemari Meir, Suma Ainlem Tainus Besulim. The Stira is, points out Rashi, is whether they have Tainus Besulim. We just learned above in the first Brisa that a Charesh Shot and Islandess do have Tainus Besulim. However, we just learned that a Chareshes and a Shota in the second Brisa do not have Tainus Besulim. Answers Rav Sheshes brilliantly. Amar Rav Sheshes loy kasha ha Rabbi Gamliel va Rabbi Yeshua. It's dependent on the machlokas from Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua. Let us remind ourselves about this important set of machlokas that we had on Yubayz and Mabayz and Yud Gimel between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. We had at least four machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in regards to the believability of a woman to say that she is entitled to a ksuba of 200, because even though her husband found that she was not a besula, that she could say, Misherestani nanasti, that I was raped when I was an arusa. Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed it, because she could have said, Mukas eitzani, she has a migu, that she could be believed, I could have lied better and said I was a mukas eitz, where Rabbi Yeshua says that she is not believed. This is all spelled out in the Rashis in Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Explains Rashi on the second to last narrow line. Hachanami, that is also the rationale when it comes to a Chareshes, that she does not have Tainus Besulim. Ein lo Tainus Besulim, says Rashi in the last narrow line. Lafsidak Subasa. We don't have that opportunity of Tainus Besulim, and you don't have the whole give and take. Damrinan continues, Rashi have a Pichis, Litona have a Tainu Mishiristani, Nenasti Mehemna. Since a healthy woman has an advantage over a Chareshes because she has a Migu. She could argue Migus. She could have said Misharastani Nenasti. She could have given a Migu. She could have had arguments which would let her win the Ksuba. So therefore, a Chareshes who's at a disadvantage, the husband does not have Tainas Besulim. The Chareshes and the Shota, remember, before Helen Keller, someone who was a Chareshes was a woman who was a deaf mute, points out the Chassam Sofer, their levels of intelligence were very, very low. So therefore, there isn't going to be Tainas Besulim. However, according to Rabbi Yeshua, doesn't allow for the intellect of the woman to affect the halacha, because he doesn't allow for arguments and migu, so on behalf of the woman, so therefore Chareshes would also have Tainas Besulim. Says Gemara, Emer the Shammas Leila Rabbi Gamliel, Hecha de Katana I. When do we know the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel? That's in a case of where she makes the argument. In other words, if she says, Misherestani Nenasti, so then in such a case, then we allow her arguments to take effect. However, Hecha de lo katana I, but in a case of where she's not making the arguments. So now, all we have left, Mishamitzle, there's no one to listen to, so we should accept the arguments of the husband and say that there is Tainas Besulim, it's just that the husband's going to win. Says Gemara, in. Yes. Kima Damar of Gamliel Mehemna. We are going to say that we don't believe the husband. Why? Maybe the only time she's Nemanas Bimigu is where she says that. Kagon Zo, in this case, we say, we quote the Pasuk in Mishlei, there's a very, very important rule both in Halacha and Ashkafa. Psach Pichal Ilen. This is a case of opening the mouth of a mute. You opening your mouth to defend the mute. So we're going to give her arguments that if she was capable, she would have given. We give those arguments for her. This, in other cases in Shas, this could very well be the Makar, is a source for Tanina, that there are times that Bezdin will give the arguments on behalf of somebody, and we will give her argument and say that since she could have said Misherestani Nenasti, so then she's believed vis-a-vis the husband. Two lines on the bottom, we go on to Anu Alach in regards to Bulgaris. Bulgaris ain't Latinus Besulin. Bulgaris also is not in the rule of Tainus Besulin, asks the Gemara. Va'amarav, didn't Rav say Bulgaris, no son of Laila Risha. This is a halacha in regards to Hilchos Nida. And that is that a girl after the age of 12 and a half. So the halacha is that we see from the Gemara Nida, Samach Dalit, that we are concerned, how are we able to differentiate between whether a dam that she sees is dam from the Besulim or is dam Nida. At this tkufa of Chazal, the halacha is different today, halacha lemaisa, if we know that it will be is dam Besulim, at this point in Chazal, they assumed that if she would be muteres. There's no, the prohibition of Nida is not dam Besulim, it's dam Nida. And therefore, we were just unsure how to decide whether it's Dam Besulim or Dam Nida. So the answer to that question, the Gemara tells us on Samach Dalet on the days, is that if she's a Bogeres, the first night, the entire first night of their marriage, we could assume that the Dam is Dam Besulim and not Dam Nida. Bogeres nosna laila rishon. So what do we see? We assume that there is Dam Besulim by a Bogeris. If that would be so, why did we say that there's no Tainus Besulim by a Bogeris? Important line in the Gemara, because this is Tainus Besulim for 99% of marriages today, where of course girls get married after the age of 12 and a half. Says the Gemara in the Tapalam and Vavlam base, either Katan Tainus Damim. You're right. If the husband says that there was no Dam, which we know from Daf Tes is a very strong argument, so there should have been Dam. So Hachinami, then there would be Tainus Besulim. Hachamai Skina de Katon Pesach Pesuach. His argument is not that he didn't find Dam, but he found the Pesach Pesuach. And he didn't check for Dam. Now on that, it's likely for a man to be confused and to think it was Pesach Pesuach, explains Rashi, on the last line of Dibra Maskel Ida Katan, about five lines into the narrow, because the area is not as the area gets worn, the area of the besulim, as the girl gets older, and it will appear to him as a Pesach Pesuach. The fact that there's no dam is actually a good question. Why is there no dam? So Tainas Damim, he's going to have, but Tainas Besulim, he will not. Sumchas Amar Mishum Rabbi Meir, Suma Ein Lo Tainas Besulim. Sumchas argued from Rabbi Meir that a blind woman does not have Tainas Besulim. The Gemara, my time in the Sumchas, what Sumchas rationale? Amar Bzerab Nation Nechbetes Agabe Karkab. She's likely to have landed against ground and on the ground once, and that upset her besulim, and that's why she doesn't have besulim, and therefore the husband cannot say, Lo matzatzi bitcha besulim. Asks the Gemara, Kulanami chavuta michviti. Everybody gets hit on the ground. Says the Gemara, Kulo ros umaros l'iman. If it's a girl, so then she sees something strange, and she says to her mother, Iman here is her mother. She says to her mother, what happened? Zo, but a blind girl, ein aroav, ein amar l'ima. What a beautiful understanding of humanity and practicalities of life. Chazal weren't just clearing chakiris. They're very much rooted in the mitzvahs. Hayotzeis, Hayotzeis mishum shemra, ein alo knas velo pitui. If a girl went out because her husband said that he had not found her for having besulim, so then she also is not in the parasha of knas. Asks the Gemara, Hayotz mishum shemra baskili. If it turns out that she's the husband was telling the truth, then she's to be killed. There was a bad name about her that went out when she was a young girl. In other words, that there was a rumor, according to the Rambam, it would seem, in the end of Perek Beis, it's a very important Rambam to look up if you have time, of Hilchos Nara Besula, that there was significant, halachic significance to a rumor that had gone out that she was already Mizaneh. The Rambam points out that the whole point of Knas is to protect the Kedusha of relations between man and woman, and if she was already, it seems, from halachically significant rumors, already mafkir herself, so then she's lost her rights to the knas. Amar Rav Papa, Shmamina, we see, Haishtara Reya lo magbinam be. Rav Papa deduces an interesting halacha from the halachic significance of a halachically significant rumor. And that is, if that's so, if we say that a rumor that a woman is mizanet when she was Bialdusa, that's enough for her to lose her knas. So too, if there's a rumor that the shtar is not good, you can't collect with it. Analyze the Gemara. Well, is that so? Hey, Chidami, what exactly is the case? If there's a clear rumor that the shtar is forged, the kavasah hacha denafik ala kol dezanoi, and the parallel would be a rumor that she had been mizanet. That's simply a rumor that she's mizana is not enough. But rather, what was the case? That the two people come along, that the woman came over to us, to Adam said, and asked us to do znus with her. The kavasadachua with the parallel case, bibashtar, this is a very important gemara because it tells us what type of rumors are acceptable, what type of rumors are not. Dasi Beitrei, two people come along, Va'amilu, the two Amilu, Zaifali, that the writer of the Shtar says that I forged it, Bishlei Mahasam Shchichi Prutzim. I understand when it comes to the case where a woman suggested to two men to do an Avera, because it's common for Vale Avera who are Prutzim, we could assume that she has already done this action. Being Toveya the Avera is not the Avera itself. So therefore, we have to assume that she did it with other Prutzim. Elahacha, but here, Im Huchzak, if we're going to assume that the Balashtar was looking, explains for Rashi, for Edim Zaifonim, Edim who are liars, so he didn't find these two guys, because these two guys come in and say, we didn't do it. So that means he found two others. Kol Yisrael Mihuchzaku. So then we're all of a sudden, we're going to make every Jew suspect that they're going to sign falsely on a shtar. Says the Gemara, Hachanam Kivin the Kamahadar Azyufa, Emer Azyufa, Zayif, the Kosav. He's going to even forge the signatures of the Eidim. So we have to be choshesh, he'll forge the signatures of the Eidim. We begin a new Mishnah. These are the women that don't have knas. A convert who converted after age of three. A shvuya who was taken into captivity after age of three. And a shifcha that had been freed after the age of three. All three of them, we have to assume that they had relations. And if they have relations after age of three, it's halachically significant to remove their besulim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shvuya sheniftes harei b'kedushasa, afal pi shegdol. A shvuya still assumes the status of Kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda is a big Kiddush. Some sugyas that we learned in the second parak don't seem to be consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Habal bitoy, albas bitoy, albas benoy, albas ishtoy, albas benoy, albas bitoy, einlein knas, b'nei shem schay b'nafshay, shem yisasam b'dei bezdin. Relations with these intimate family members, like daughters, a granddaughter, and so on, as listed here in our Mishnah, are chiyuvim mises bezdin, and there's no knas because of kimle medurabine. V'chal neschay b'nafshay mishal moment. So first of all, if one is looking for a source in the Mishnah for Kimle B'Duramine that we've been discussing in the four Dapim of the Gemara from Lamed Aleph through Lamed Hey, it's really here in this Mishnah, Im Lo Yason Ano Shionesh, that the Pasuk Parshas Mishpatim, Chazal understand, if there isn't a punishment, a greater punishment, then there's a monetary punishment for those who do many of the averus and mishpatim. However, if there is a greater punishment, a son is a tragedy, and that means being put to death by Bezdin, according to Chazal, so then the halacha is kimle b'derabimine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dos, Amar Dov Recha, Rabbi Yehuda Hoda Amorin. We mentioned the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha is that a shvuya retains her status of Kedusha. Rabbi Dosa de Sanya Shvua Cheles Betruma. A Shvuya, who is a Bas Kohen, still could eat Truma. And we don't assume that she had Bia willingly with someone who would make her Aser to Truma that would make her a Chalal. Dear Rabbi Dosa, I'm Rabbi Dosa, V'chima Aser La Aravi Alaz. What are we going to do to her due to this Stam Arid? V'chime Pnesha Me Aichla Ben Dodea. Since he fondled her, he didn't have full relations. He used her paslam in a kahuna. We're automatically going to pasla from tikkuna. She didn't even have intercourse with him, argues Rabbi Dosa. So the same assumption Rabbi Yehuda seems to be making. Amar Rabba Dilmaloi. Maybe we could say Rabbi Yehuda is a different shita. Adkan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda hacha el she'elo yecholta niskar. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda does not want the sinner to be rewarded. In other words, in Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, what will come out is that this Ma'anis is going to be lucky that this woman was already once a Shvuya. So we're not going to give him that reward for the possibility that she had Bia. However, when it comes to Truma, maybe he holds like the Rabban, not like Rabbi Dosa. Inami or else, Adkan lo kamer Rabbi Dosa Hasam. Rabbi Dosa said that halacha, that she could eat Truma el b'Truma de Rabbanan. But when the knas is d'oraisa, it could be kirabbanon svirale. He follows the opinion of the rabbanon. We're going to stop Bezer Hashem over here. This concludes Daf Lamed Vav in Maseches Ksubis, and we'll pick up Bezer Hashem tomorrow with Abaye on the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav.